Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. It's going to be a little bit difficult to do the readings today because I'm doing everything off of my phone and I do not have my iPad set up or anything else. So I'm just going to have to do the best I can. And if I sound muffled or I'm breaking up, just let me know. Okay. Got some callers here. So just a little bit about myself. I am on Facebook. Click on the link in the description box if you would like a private reading under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So just click on the link to get to the Facebook page, and the best way to contact me is through Facebook. And if you want to see a website, there is also a Wix website link on that page. There is also a group called Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, so you can look that up as well. So a little bit more about myself. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child, about age 5. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. No medical or legal questions, no health questions. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. And I'll likely spend a good 8 to 10 minutes per caller. I'm leaning more towards 8 minutes, maybe. Basically, I'll do the reading, and whatever I get is what you get, basically. So it could be anywhere from 5 to 8 minutes. So while I'm a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is like Reiki. I also provide spells. I provide readings, life coaching, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Again, please call in, or you can contact me privately or both. And again, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate all of you being here. So let's see. There are 4 callers. So I will take the first caller. And once again, if I'm breaking up or I sound muffled, just let me know. Thank you. So the first caller is 205 area code.
Deanna, you sound silent.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, it's Patricia. Yeah, you sound really good. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is surrounding love. I wanted to ask, when do you see me finding a life partner? I have been dating, and I just have not connected with anyone yet. So when do you see that life partner coming in? Thank you.
Okay, do you want the crystal ball reading, or are you looking more for a card reading?
I guess card reading.
Okay. One second.
Thank you.
I just have to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm drawing three cards. One, two, three. Okay, so what I'm getting first is the engagement card. So that just says your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. Like you mentioned, a life partner, basically you're wanting commitment. So that's just reflecting in the cards that this is what you desire. And then I get the make the effort card, but it's in reverse. Okay, and I'm thinking that this means you might be putting a little bit too much energy into it. I know that sounds probably kind of confusing, but when we put too much energy into something or we're desiring it so bad that, like, the universe doesn't have, I don't know how to explain it. There's something about wanting something so bad that actually makes you not get what you want. And I don't have all the answers, so I can't fully explain that. But that's the message I'm getting, to just kind of take a step back and let the universe handle the details and just kind of just relax about it, because it's when you relax and let go that that's when you can manifest what you desire. So it's a little bit like bow and arrow, like you kind of pull it towards you, right? That desire and what you want, but then you release it into the universe and it handles all the details.
Yes, I understand.
And then I get the express your love card, but it's in reverse. So, express your love. I feel this card is telling me that it's time, that you need to be careful who you let into your circle or into your space, like your personal bubble. And I'm feeling that there's some shady men out there that you could meet that would take advantage and just really, you don't need to be scared, but just be cautious that you don't let in the wrong guy. And as far as when you'll meet your partner, okay, I pulled one more card. It says heart-to-heart conversation. So the person that will be your life partner is somebody that you can be really honest with and discuss your feelings with them. And I'm just going to use my my crystal ball and see if I can maybe get, I don't really get specific dates, but if I can maybe get like a season.
Okay, thank you.
That you'll meet this person. Okay, so I saw fall. So I saw a tree with the orange leaf. So it looks like you meet this person in the fall. I'm thinking it's going to be a little further out than what you'd hope for, so like about next
next year in the fall. I will say, just to say that, that my time frames aren't the best. So, but that's what I got as generally as in the fall of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's going to be, tall and slender. With a deep voice. So that's what I got.
Okay.
Now, are you looking for a male, or I don't know what your orientation is?
A male, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I saw was a male.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your reading, and many blessings to you. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay, next area code is the 775 area code.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hello. How can I help you? What's your question?
Well, I moved into this apartment on April 30th, and it was very, very tiring. And I had specially brought over what I call a keepsake box, and inside that box it had a lock of my beloved mother's hair and a card saying, "Happy birthday, love, Mom." That is extremely precious to my heart and soul. We left to complete the move, and when we came back, I discovered that the maintenance man had thrown it out. And I have been literally crushed in deep emotional pain about this, because I believe in love because of my precious parents. So will I heal? Will we stay in this apartment? Will we transfer to another one? Am I going to get to a level of peace and comfort about this?
Okay, so it does look like you're going to be staying in this apartment for a while. I don't get a specific time frame of how long, but it's going to be quite a while. And as far as being able to heal over the loss of these sentimental objects, you will heal in time, and I don't want to make it about me, but I want to let you know that I can relate, because I had a jump drive with my son's videos and pictures, and he passed away, so that went missing, and I was never able to recover it. So, but I learned that he was always in my heart, and I remember him. So I think that that could be the same for you, depending on how you look at it, that your mother is always in your heart, and you don't necessarily need those things, although they do bring comfort and joy. I think what matters the most is that they're in your heart, and, you know, even if your mind, because I heard a quote once, saw it online, that said something about if the mind forgets, well, the heart never forgets. So I think if you look at it from that perspective, that you're going to be okay. It's just going to take a while to let go of it.
Well, thank you. And does my beloved mother in heaven know the deep emotional pain I've been feeling about this?
Skilled at mediumship, but I do believe that our loved ones can see what we're going through and that they want the best for us, and I'm sure she wouldn't want you to be upset, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? Next door, the next apartment down, I'm renting two garages and it's filled with stuff. And I have an intuition that I might find I still want the items that were lost, but I suspect that I might find maybe another card in the garages when I get well enough to take care of it. And also, I talked to my sister, Leslie, and I asked her if she could find a picture of there was a picture of my beloved parents taken at her wedding in 1985 or 84. She's very creative. I've asked her to make some sort of keepsake showing the picture of my parents, and maybe that will give me some comfort. So do you think I'll find another card, and will she get the photograph again?
I believe she will, and I'm seeing, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing a locket with a small picture. So I'm thinking she's going to find out how to, you can bring it in, I'm sure, somewhere, and they'll make the picture really tiny to fit in the locket. So that's what came to my mind's eye, and I think that would be really comforting. And I want to remind you to just hold on to what you do have. Like, I have some pictures and just, two videos of my son. So I'm just holding on to what I do have and I'm grateful that I at least have something, you know, to see him in pictures and stuff. So just maybe ask her.
May I get
your
beloved son's name?
Oh, his name
what was
Taylor.
Your beloved son's name?
Taylor.
What was that?
Taylor.
Would I have your permission to say some prayers, some beautiful prayers, surrounding him in love and you in love? And I believe in something. I believe that you and Taylor will have a reunion, that you will be together forever. May I have your permission to pray?
Sure.
I will. Yeah. It would be my honor. And I do believe that there will be a reunion with my beloved parents and brother David. I anticipated such happiness living here. And I have just been crushed. So this should have been a time of happiness. Will I actually be happy living here? Will I heal from this?
Yeah, I think you will. I think it's just a matter of perspective. Although it's hard, I understand that it's hard, but try to look at it from a different perspective, like what I explained to you. I think that should help you work through it and let go.
Well, in all honesty, I tell myself, when I found that box last week, I had a moment of intense joy. And then I thought, well, I'm going to take good care of this. So the first thing I did was walk it over to the top shelf in my walk-in closet. And then after we left, the maintenance man went right to it. And I have felt guilt about that, but I've looked at my thoughts, and it was from the perspective of protecting it, putting it in that top shelf. This is going to be safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
yeah.
And you are a comfort to me, and God bless you. And I do care very much, and I will say those prayers regarding your beloved Taylor, and you and Taylor will be together forever in God's love.
Thank you.
And there will be a reunion.
I certainly hope so, because I'd love to see him.
Well, I hope I've given you some comfort.
Yes, you have. It makes me happy to think of seeing him again.
I believe in it. I really believe that you and Taylor are tied together forevermore, and that he will never, ever forget your love, and just as you will never forget his love, and that you have this cord together for all eternity, and I do believe there will be a reunion.
Yeah, I look forward to it, to that day.
I know. For me too, with my situation, and the apartment manager, Jonathan, I think he's concerned about me because he knows how devastated I've been about this. He's checked in with me a few times. I don't know why. I think he's going to talk to me tomorrow. But I'm going to be 72 on July the 6th. And at this point in my life, I want peace and comfort. And I want to get some enjoyment out of my life, and I do not want to be in emotional pain anymore. And in all honesty, I'll just remind myself, I thought I was putting it in a safe place. And that is the truth. And I believe my parents know how precious that keepsake. And did you feel that when we go through the garages in the next door, that we, do you see me finding another card signed Love Mom and Love Dad?
Well, I saw some kind of a shoebox. So I'm not sure if you have, like, sentimental things in a shoebox.
It's possible. I have a tendency to put special things in a pretty box, like an old perfume box or something like that.
Okay, well, I saw some sort of a box and then, like, the dust being wiped off of it. So I'm thinking that there's going to be something in there that means something to you, but I'm not getting specific details of what's inside.
Okay. Will that be in the garages then? Will I find that?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope I've given you some peace and comfort. And I do believe that my parents would not want me to be in emotional pain. And I think they know how deeply I love them and how thankful I am to them for everything. And I am looking forward to the reunion with them. So we're going to live here for quite a long time. Are we going to, and you actually see me smiling and being, enjoying my life again?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of shifting your mindset.
You're probably right.
I have to move on to the next callers. I got a few more callers, but thank you for calling.
Well, God bless you. And
thank you. Next caller is 203 area code.
Hi, it's Pat. I spoke to you earlier this week, and then found you on Deborah's Facebook page. Anyway, I'm fascinated with your crystal ball and want to ask ahead of time, can I ask you about my car and my mechanic? Is that something you're comfortable with? Some people are not.
Mechanic.
Because I can ask you a different question.
Yeah. Do you have another question?
Yeah, sure. Actually, well, I do want to confirm, I've got to go back and listen to the show, but you do some cards, and I concluded that that was about my son, and I had a very interesting sort of rocky weekend with my son and then healing at the end. So I want to confirm that for you. I guess either, yeah, finances. The past 3 years have been extremely difficult. I'm trying to turn a corner on all levels. And I can ask about finances.
Yeah. Okay. So would you like a card read or a crystal ball?
Crystal ball sounds fascinating.
Okay, so what do you want to know about finances? If they'll improve soon?
I'm going to have to buy a car. Finances have been extremely difficult, so it's a worry. Am I going to have enough money to find a good used car? I've had some really bad luck in the past number of years. Or I'll just throw out a bunch of things. Will I be getting some extra work?
Well,
I do just
one question. I'm trying to narrow it down to one question. But initially what I saw was a plant, so a green plant, and that's telling me that it's about growth, so I'm thinking this means that it's going to take some time to save up some money, but you're going to see it grow somehow. I'm not well-versed in the area of finances, but do you have, like, a retirement fund or some kind of savings?
No. I'm on a very limited Medicare, whatever it is. Very limited.
I'm seeing some kind of growth, like so saving. I'm leaning towards that it's going to be saving, but it's going to be a slow progression. And until you have enough money to do what you need to do. I also heard something about you getting some kind of assistance with this. And I heard something about an avenue, some avenue that you haven't taken yet, that you haven't looked into regarding getting help. It's like a resource that you need to tap into. I just wish I could tell you what the name of it is, what the company's name is. But I know it has something to do with, like, lower income people.
Yeah.
So maybe tap into more of your county resources.
I know it all. I've been living this life for years. I know, I basically know it all. I've tried everything, but I'll keep looking. That doesn't sound that great.
Yeah, well, I wish I could tell you that you're going to be a millionaire, but I'm not seeing that, so.
Well, I want to know that I take care of myself and not worry about ending up, completely without money or
a
car.
You're going to make ends meet. You're going to make ends meet. It's just going to be a little bit of a struggle for a while.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That new avenue, I think will present itself to you soon. Within 2 to 3 weeks.
Is that possibly my portrait business, which I've not done for years?
This is definitely, yeah, that's definitely a good way to set some money aside. Well,
yeah, I'm starting.
It'll probably be
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm just getting enough energy back to start that again and try to, you know, advertise. Do you see my mechanic giving me work?
Well, I don't really feel comfortable answering about the mechanic and the chance that, you know, I could be wrong about it, because I don't really do readings on cars and stuff.
He's become a friend and talked about, you know, possibly doing some work for him to make money. That's all. I wasn't asking about my car. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's become a good
friend, that would help,
I think,
too. Any kind of side hustle, you know, anything would help right now.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just wondering if anything's going to come through.
Like I mentioned, there will be a new avenue that you haven't discovered yet. I didn't hear any specific details on exactly what the name of this place is, or if it's a friend or family. I'm not getting specifics.
Okay.
Just that it's a new avenue for you to discover.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Going to the next caller, 703 area code.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your question?
My name is Andrea. Before I ask my question, I recognize your voice. Were you the one on the show maybe last year that's trying to get your kids back, or no? I don't know. Just that voice. The voice sounds so familiar.
Yeah, I had to deal with. I don't really like talking about it too much.
Yeah.
I had to deal with CPS at one point. So.
Yeah, I think I remember because of voice you were talking about that. But I hope everything worked out for you. So that's all.
Thanks.
Yeah. So my question is, to go back to this, I don't know if I asked you last time about see a new job coming in for me.
Okay. And any job, or do you have a specific field that you're looking into?
I think more administrative type jobs I've been looking into.
Okay. Is that like a secretary?
Like admin, reception type office atmosphere.
All right. I think a crystal ball would be good for this reading.
Okay. Sure.
Well, I saw you at a computer, and I'm hearing that it's secretarial type work, or it's something where you're entering information into a computer. And I see
that's what I do now. So I hope it's not the one I still have, because I hate that job.
Are you in a cramped space, a cubicle or something?
It is a little cramped. It's not necessarily a cubicle, but it is a little small area desk.
Okay, that's what I was seeing. Let me see. I'm going to try to look again.
Okay.
Okay, I'm seeing a larger desk, so I'm seeing that, because Spirit's saying that that job wasn't good for you. And, I could feel some of the anxiety. And, I'm seeing a larger desk, a receptionist, and it's in a business where you walk in through the glass doors and there's this bigger desk for the reception information area, and people will approach you and ask questions, maybe make appointments. And you'll have plenty of space. You have it all to yourself. and a computer, of course, and keypad and all your filing stuff. And
okay.
It looks like that you'll feel refreshed there and happy. And
do you think
as far as
have to wait till June or this month?
Yeah, I was hearing that it's going to be before fall. So I was actually hearing like within a few weeks or so.
Okay.
So
yeah, I can't take this much more of this job. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I got. So just keep your eyes peeled for a big desk in front of a glass door.
Okay, awesome. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Next caller, 510 area code.
Hello. Hi. This is Tasha. I wanted to see if you could pick up caller from California. I wanted to see if you could pick up anything for love.
Okay. What specifically do you want to know?
Do you see me being in a relationship soon?
Okay. 1 second while I shuffle. And your name again?
Tasha.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. So I'm going to draw 3 cards for you. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So I got some of the same cards that I pulled earlier, which happens like when a message is meant for more than one person usually.
Okay.
So the first card I got, it says, it is for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. And I think you've already been opening up to that. For what is your highest good, you're looking for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the engagement card, but in reverse. So that just tells me that you're in the process of just the dating, and you're not,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you meet the right person to settle down, you probably will, but it's not like a big stressor for you. You just want to enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the heart-to-heart conversation, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that you're a little closed off. And it's just really time to just really open up your heart to other people that you're interested in. And then I get the passion card. So it's just telling me that you are going to meet somebody that you will have a very passionate, romantic, dare I say, sexual relationship with. And it says, allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. So just really enjoy it and relish the time you have with this person. I'm seeing somebody that's very affectionate, that's very considerate, that likes to treat you like a queen. That type of energy, and he definitely loves to serve. So I think you'll have a lot of fun with this guy. And
is it with my friend? His initial is S.
Is he shorter?
No, he's tall.
Okay, well, I'm seeing a shorter guy that is kind of, like, muscular. So I don't think it's the guy, your friend. I mean, of course, you're dating, so you have more than one option, but I'm seeing a shorter guy. So.
No, I'm not into short dudes.
Well, you never know.
I already dated somebody short, and that didn't turn out well, so I'm not into short dudes.
Hmm. Okay, well, hopefully somebody will come along. I think somebody's coming along. Hopefully I'm wrong on the short part, but... All right, I got to put you on hold to listen. The show's ending. I don't know if I could go over in this episode, so I'm going to try. Next 216 area code. Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how's it going?
Your name and your question?
Oh, this is Des. I'm calling from Ohio.
I'm good. What is your question?
Do you see me meeting anybody within the next 6 months?
Okay, I see a very petite woman, long, dark hair, and darker skin tone, very pretty, like kind of reminds me of like a Barbie. she reminds me of a Barbie. But she's really pretty and petite and very sweet. So that's what I'm getting for that. And I see her like outside, in an outside setting, like by trees, and like she's walking. On a walk.
No.
So definitely get out there and put yourself out there and like go to parks and just different places where you could meet a woman.
Okay.
And she's also very feminine and stylish. Definitely likes to look like a shiny new penny, you know, like everything brand new kind of look. Very high maintenance.
Like
so she's high maintenance, that's for sure. But very sweet. So that's what I got for that. And I'm going to have to let you go because the show is actually ended. But I thank you for calling. And to anybody that I didn't get your call, I apologize. I went a little over with the readings on time, but I'll try to tighten that up next time. All right. Thank you, everybody. I'll be on again soon. Take care.